Modern Immortal, unleash your vitality. Episode 7, Man Next to the Mountain. In this episode, Marco and Ben speak with Master Wu, a Qigong teacher trained in China from a young age. Together, we explore the basic concepts of Qigong and are led through a simple but powerful breathing exercise.
Welcome to Modern Immortal. This is Marco Lamb and Benjamin Woodard.
Hey there.
We have a special guest who I'm just honored to have in our studio today. This is Master Zongjian Wu.
Hi.
He was born on China's eastern shore in the city of Wenlin in Zhejiang province. Master Wu is the lineage holder of four different schools of Qigong and martial arts and a dedicated and devoted teacher, artist, and healer. He is the author of The Vital Breath of the Tao, Chinese Shamanic Tiger. Master Wu began practicing Qigong and Tai Chi at an early age. Inspired by the immediate strengthening effects of this practice, Master Wu committed himself to the lifelong pursuit of the ancient arts of internal cultivation. He has devoted himself to the study of Qigong, martial arts, Chinese medicine, I Ching science, Chinese calligraphy, and ancient Chinese music over the next 30 years, studying with some of the best teachers in the field. Welcome, Master Wu.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Master Wu, one of the first questions we want to ask is, what is the context of the cultivation of Qigong in a modern society today? Why practice Qigong?
In modern society, I think practice Qigong will really help you change your life. Actually, that's actually the old way. What we did in China thousands of years, the whole education about it, the cultivation is a part of your life. How to make your living better, how to make the society better, more living in a harmonious state. Mm-hmm. I think that's important in the modern days. You know, we are in the busy life. That will help.
So Master Wu, often in a lot of these practices in yoga and with teachers and a lot of the Eastern practices, a lot of Westerners are initially attracted to the magic and magical quality of a practice. Sometimes, like in yoga, there's this notion of the siddhis, these powers that gurus have to manifest things, mm-hmm. and it's juicy. Mm-hmm. And definitely a question for me and for, I know, a lot of listeners is what are some of the Qigong masters capable of? And, you know, you hear these stories. We happen to hear a story about you in a snowstorm without a shirt, you know, heating up this crater of around you of just melted snow. And I know there's a lot of people who are like, I want to do that. What are we capable of with at the highest level with Qigong?
Well, I have no idea what's the highest level. you know, you said about the magic power part. Actually, in the tradition, we don't emphasize the magical power. Mm-hmm. You know, in Chinese, we have the expression we call the Wan Ban Shen Tong Jie Xiao Su, means 10,000 magical power, or is a small, tricky technique. Mm-hmm. Is nothing is really real of your life. The important part is all about cultivate your personal
right
life energy. You know, that's important. So, melt the snow. Sitting in the snowstorm, that's just your breath, like what I did. Nothing special, you know. I only remember that cold weather. I didn't try to show off anything. I don't like to do demonstration in general.
Sure.
Because more important about how I can help you make your life change. And that's the how I got the education from my teacher. That's mm-hmm. how they told me how to change my life. And that way when I in that cold weather situation, if I forget my breath, I will maybe will be died in that frozen weather. So that weather actually like disciplined me. Okay, I have to sit up straight like a mountain, straight in my back, remember my breath. Mm-hmm. And that's a breathing technique. Actually, you know, if you do it, you really will feel that heat, getting yeah. warm, getting hot. That's in the cultivation immortal system. We call it ignite your inner fire. That's mm-hmm. refine your body. You know, body is a liquid. We call it another name for the cultivation in Chinese. We call it lian ye, literally means refine your liquid, mm-hmm. your body. So that's the inner fire, you know, that's related with your breath. Your breathing making your life energy strong. That's all about your life energy, nothing special.
Right. So I mean, I've heard a lot about all the different types of Qigong that are out there. And, you know, everything from what's offered at the Senior Citizen Center and at the Y, you know, on the weekends to a lot of these really amazing workshops where old lineage holders are coming in. And I guess my main question is, what's the difference between the Qigong that we see commonly around the States, especially here in Boulder, and shamanic Qigong or the four lineages that you are coming from?
So in general, modern days, we promote Qigong as more like a physical level, you know, how to
so it's that
improve
body,
your body health part. That's, you know, we heard a lot of like amazing stories, medical story, a lot of, you know, people, cancer patients through Qigong recovered or what have all the different stories. So we try to use it as a assistant to the medical purpose to make your health good. Actually, traditionally, that's not the main purpose. It's more like the bondness. So traditional Qigong is all about how to lift your spirit. It's part of your life. You know, like when I started learning, we never thinking about that will be part of my job.
It's about a path of cultivation, right?
Cultivation itself is about a part of your life, your spirit. You're living with that. So that's the way, the traditional way is about how to transform your spirit. Like through that breath, you really can sense that qi, like what you said earlier, you really physically change it, and you really will change your mind, change your spirit. You will change your attitude. So that's the important part of the way. So usually I tell people what you can do. Well, I said, I can't do anything. If you follow me, follow the way, definitely can change your life in a better way, making your life more harmony.
And I think health is an added benefit as well.
Right.
Because as you become more sensitive to your life force, you desire to live more in the flow of the natural order of things.
Right.
And as you flow in the natural order of things, your health returns.
Right.
You know, they say in the concept of returning to spring, you know, a rejuvenation happens when you're in alignment with the deeper currents. And I think that's one of the beauties of like a longtime practitioner like yourself is that you embody that. You embody that life force, that sort of internal strength that comes from aligning your life with the sort of deeper truth. And in Chinese, they call it the Tao.
Yep.
So it sounds like the shamanic form of Qigong is really a, not necessarily like lifetime commitment, but a full life commitment. It really pertains to all elements of health and like these three points, the body, the breath, and the spirit, and the qi.
Master Wu, I wanted to ask you a question. It seems like going toward Ben's question as well is like, how do you find a good teacher? How do you tell a teacher is good? It seems like every teacher these days, they say, oh, high level. You know, every teacher's grandmaster.
Yes, right.
You know, you never hear like, oh, he's like, I'm just a beginning teacher. You know, it seems like that it's
well,
hard
it's
to.
Not fabulous marketing.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, I think it's important that you just find the teacher wherever you can find, you know, to start. I think that's important. You know, it's like my students, they started learning. After, you know, a couple of years practice, I always encourage them, okay, you can start teaching. You're not necessarily be a master level, but a lot of people have no idea. But even that, you can share some knowledge you have. They still can get benefits. And as a beginner, you know, if you want to learn something, you're not necessarily okay, try to find a immortal to teach you. You first from that, just from there. Then once you start it, you know, gradually your body will change. You will learn. Will take a while. Like even when I was in China, it's the same. Sometimes we try to find a teacher, try follow that teacher. Take a couple years, the teacher will accept me. They don't know who am I, so I need to build that connection. Show them really, I have that, you know, the passion. I want to do this, and they really okay. After a couple years, they will start teaching me. So it's important, you know, wherever you living, then you can start from there. Maybe some your neighbor, next door neighbor is new some Qigong, you can start from there. After you practice, then you can, you know, if you want to go deeper, you can find more teacher.
So you can start wherever you are.
Right. Then you have that ability. But the important part, you need a practice ability that will make your whole life different.
My aunt in Hong Kong is like a true devotee of Qigong, and every person she meets, she'll teach them Qigong. Like within 10 minutes of meeting them, she'll try to teach them the walking form of Qigong, the sort of moves your hips. And she's like, you know, I'm in my late 60s and I look like I'm 35.
Yeah.
It's because I do the walking qigong every day. Uh-huh. Let me show you, you know?
That's
and
great.
I think it's one of the interesting things as Westerners. Like, uh-huh. I think we almost use it as an excuse right. not to practice qigong. You're like, I want the guy with the long gray beard and, you know, the big wispy eyebrows who can levitate to teach me qigong,
right.
you know? And so until I find that guy, I'm not actually going to cultivate or practice at uh-huh. all. You know, I had a couple of people call me up for acupuncture before and they say, wow, you look really young. Mm-hmm. I thought you'd have a gray beard and look more Chinese wearing like traditional uh-huh. robes or something.
Right.
I'm like,
that's the pattern in general. Like,
is it general?
Have,
like, and Master Wu looks young. He looks
it's
like he
the
could
same.
Be 20.
Like before people meet me when I was in China, when I was in 20s, people read my book. They're thinking in their mind, this I'm a old 80 years old master. They send email to me. They always address me.
Venerable Master
old,
Wu.
Old master. Because in Chinese, with at old, always very, very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Like they always like address me, old master. Then when they meet me, they was thought, what happened? I thought you like 8 years old. You are so young.
So where did Qigong really start? How long ago was it? And why did Qigong start? Why did people do Qigong?
So the Qigong start at least maybe five, some people said maybe some scholars did some research at least maybe 8,000 years ago in,
wow.
in China. It happened already.
Mm-hmm.
So in the old days, the people lived in a natural state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some old Chinese documents, Chinese medicine books talk about it a couple thousand years ago, this kind of old documents. At that time, they said in ancient time, the people lived in the natural way
mm-hmm.
and they follow that natural path and they are all living very long life. Mm-hmm. So they don't have a problem with the health part, with the emotion part. And that's those kind of group of people, you know, they followed the enlightened being we call the Wu in Chinese. Wu means shaman.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of a high level, maybe we use modern words, maybe kind of like the leader of the tribe, the chief. But mm-hmm. in China, they call the king, emperor, like the Fuxi or the yellow emperor of Shenyuan Huangdi, we call the. So those kind of beings, they have that ability to understand the way of the nature. They educate the people.
Mm-hmm.
How to live in a better way, how to protect themselves, how to, you know,
sure.
living. So that's the Qigong, one of the kind of the way, you know, they through, they observe, understand the nature, have the energetically level.
So it's an energetic
so
reflection.
Yin and yang, they're uh-huh. talking about the five, you know, different kind of energy, you know, five elements, uh-huh. how to maintain that balance. So you follow that nature ways and they understand those kind of nature ways. They have the imitated that nature way, create the invented those kind of movements.
Mm-hmm.
It's a breathing technique, a meditation technique to teach people. So that's the origin came from.
So it sounds like it's an energetic practice that's reflective of the balance and the harmony in nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like that's the important part. Like we talking about the Qigong, the Qi, you know, the concept. If we read the book, maybe we couldn't make any sense. They give you all different definition. But the important part, you through your personal practice with it, then your body will really sense it, feel it. It's in physical level. It's not just something concept right. created in your mind.
So
you really can
it.
Experience that harmonious qi.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sensitivity mm-hmm. to that qi, to the sort of vital life force of mm-hmm. our body, once we actually get in contact with that life force and consciously engage in cultivating that life force, it changes so many things about how we relate to society, to what we eat, and how we move. And I think that's something that's really exciting me that you're on the show today is how do we access that life force more consciously? How do we cultivate that life force?
So that's have a lot of way to do, you know, in modern days. We still have a lot of technique, you know, can the physical body movement, breathing technique, visualization. Usually, you know, we always working with the three parts, you know, the ancient shaman sees the body have the three parts. Mm-hmm. We call the Jing Qi Sheng. Jing literally means the essence. But that essence more connect with our physical body. Then we have the Qi, that's a vital energy, more connect with our breath. That's mm-hmm. life force. That's old shamans is a, you know, human beings, the body. Once we was born, we started, the lungs started working, the breathing start. Was the death. Once we stop breath, that's the death. Mm-hmm. So that's important, you know, cultivate with that breath. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have a lot of different breathing technique to strengthen that qi. So that qi body, you know, that's a Chinese medicine used all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So meridian systems, mm-hmm. the acupuncture needle to help stimulate your qi.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chinese herbal medicines, they are working with your qi to strengthen your different kind of quality of the qi.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have another part in our body that's the sheng,
mm-hmm.
means the spirit, the spiritual body. Shaman sees the body, each part of body have the spirit, different parts, you know, different quality of the spirit. So mm-hmm. in general, you know, we use different visualization technique to help cultivate that spiritual energy. And especially modern days, you know, our mind always out of the body, too busy, okay, take care of the bill, business
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we never thinking about our physical body, never pay attention to the body, the idea is the spiritual body and the physical body disconnect energetically. So then we energy getting lower and lower.
So
but the important part, you know, you bring your mind back to your body. That's one of technique.
Master Wu, as a final question, I really get from you that the most important thing is daily practice. And we don't have to practice 108 yang long form. We can just practice, you know, a single exercise of breathing every day, and it could make tremendous changes in our life. And I was wondering if you would share one practice with us.
Oh, great. So now let's straighten the back. Stable like a mountain.
Here we go again.
So that's the way of the immortal. So back straight, so a little lift your perineum. So that's where you hold your energy. Then straighten your neck. So feel your head touching the heaven, connect with the heaven. Shoulders relax. So just a little move your shoulders, rotate your shoulders, relax your shoulders. Mm-hmm. So shoulder is related with your heart. That will help you more bring your mind back. Then now you relax your eyelids. That bring your eyesight back to your body. So you feel you can see your physical body with your inner eyes. So eyesight in the tradition we call the spiritual light.
Mm.
It's shining your body. So you feel you can see yourself. So the next, you take a deep breath. Feel your lung open. Feel your skin open. Allow the qi, you think in the qi like sunlight, come into your body. So feel your physical body melting in the qi field, in the lights. And when you breathe out, you feel all the qi come to your lower belly. We call it dantian. You're just thinking about your lower belly is good enough. So adjust your breathing to be slow, smooth, deep, and even. So in Chinese, we call it mi mi, mian mian. It means like soft. Soft like cotton, like silk. So your breath unbroken, continuing, gentle, soft. So pay attention to your breath. So when you inhale, imagine the qi like sunlight entering into your body. When you breathe out, you feel the qi condensing into your lower belly. So observe your body through your breath, through your heart. So when you remember your breath, you always connect with your spirit, connect with your physical body. The three parts always connect. That's the important part of the immortal way, the way of the life. So anytime, anywhere, you remember your breath, you always connect with the Tao. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Master Wu, I'm profoundly grateful for you coming to our show and sharing your wisdom with us. And I really, Benjamin.
Oh, it's just been an honor. It's always an honor to have the elders and the masters of our communities and beyond sharing ways to improve our world. So thank you.
So this is Marco signing out. Breathe deep till we see you next week.
Thank you.